When faith moves from head knowledge to revelation knowledge, mountains are moved out of the way. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory to understand more about faith that changes things. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you today. We give you praise and honor. We worship you, and we give ourselves into your hands, Holy Spirit, to teach us today concerning faith in God, concerning the workings of faith, and to help us, Lord, that our faith increase and that we grow in the Spirit, spiritual growth. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go back over to Mark chapter 11, verse again, to Jesus' teaching on the subject of faith. And he said in verse 22, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. And we've already learned from Romans chapter 12, verse 3, that every born-again believer has received the very same measure of faith. And we found out in Ephesians 2:8 that it was the gift of God. That's the way we got born again, by grace through faith, not of yourselves, but the gift of God. And that he has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. How did he deal it? Romans 10:17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Have faith in God, have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And we're going to continue today talking about believing in the heart. But shall believe, where? In the heart, in the inner man, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. You will, Jesus said. You will. The Son of the living God himself said, this will work for whosoever. Glory to God. Now, let's take us a look here in the book of Romans, talking about believing with the inner man. Let's look in Romans chapter 4. You with me now? Now, Romans chapter 4. Verse 16, therefore, it is of faith. You get it? It is of faith. Say it. Therefore, it is of faith, so that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him, or like him, whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father. Now see, God didn't say, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. No, God called things that be not as though they were. God said, I have made you the father of many nations. So now it is up to him to believe it. God had already said it. God had already done it. Now it's up to Abraham to believe he received it. Huh? Well, yeah. 1 Peter 2:24, himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. God is saying, I laid all your sin, sickness, disease, and fear, and all of the whole thing, I laid it on Jesus, and far as I'm concerned, you are healed. I have healed you. But you still have to believe you receive it. Now, can you see that that was the position that Abraham was in? Now, let's continue to read. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. You hear it? According to that which was spoken. All right. What about Mary? The messenger came from God and told her what was going to happen, what God had already decided to do. Now, what did she say? Be it done. Now, she didn't understand. She didn't understand. She said, how can this happen, seeing I'm not known a man? And he said, the Holy Spirit's going to come on you. She said, be it done unto me according to your word. Be it done unto me according to your word. I believe your word. I receive it. I believe I receive it according to your word. According to that which was spoken.
Well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, I mean Abraham, think who Abraham was.
Well, yeah, but you have the faith of God. Let's go over to the third chapter of the book of Galatians, now that you brought that up. Amen. Galatians chapter 3. And notice this. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. What did it say? Abraham believed what God said. He believed it, and he started saying it with his mouth. He believed it. Yeah. So God accounted it unto him as righteousness. Now, step forward. After Jesus was raised from the dead, it's not accounted unto us for righteousness. When we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives by faith, we were made the righteousness of God in Him. Glory be to God. But listen, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Glory to God. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then they that which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, come down at that 11th verse. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by calling things that be not as though they were. The just shall live by faith and believe in their heart and say with their mouth and believe what they say comes to pass. The just shall live by whatsoever thing they desire when they pray, believe they receive it and they shall have it. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Let's go back over there now. Well, I can't leave this without reading this, man. I mean, this is one of my shouting spots, man.
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Hey, that's all of us, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then in the 29th verse, and if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs. If you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs? Say, I'm an heir. Glory to God, I'm an heir. According to the promise, I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I have a measure. I have the measure of His faith in me. Glory to God. I have it. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creature. I have the measure of faith. I have it. Glory to God. I walk in love. I forgive, and I have faith. And I say it, I have faith, glory to God. I say it, I have faith. I have the faith of God. I have a faith of God. And my faith is working. My faith is working. Glory to God, I said, my faith is working. Glory. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I call things that be not as though they were. Glory to God, I want you to know I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive it. That's all Jesus, that's what He told me to do, believe or receive it. So I believe I receive it. Let's go back over there and look at it again. In Mark 11, and then I want to go to John chapter 20, if you want to go ahead and look that up. But let's look at Mark 11 once more. What things soever you desire when you pray, when you pray, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, start believing, then I receive it. When I pray, believe I receive it. When I pray, I start believing I receive it. How do you receive? By saying it with your mouth. Believe it in the inner man. That's how you got born again. You believed it in your heart and said it with your mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus has been raised from the dead, and I confess Him as Lord. For with the heart man believes righteousness, and confession is made unto salvation. The inner man, the heart. Why is it called the heart? It's not talking about your blood pump. Of course, you know that. You couldn't believe with your physical heart any more than you could with your liver or your spleen or anything else. It's talking about this inner man, what Peter called the hidden man of the heart. Why did he call it a hidden man? Because you can't see it. You can't see it with your physical eye. And you can't feel it with your physical body. Amen. Lord, you want me to do it? Okay. Right quick, Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now, listen to this. Listen. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things, every material, natural thing that can be seen with the eye and felt with the physical touch, or smelled or heard, and so forth, all the material world, were not made of things which do appear, were not made of something visible. Amen. I've heard people pray this, or say this. In fact, I remember one time a number of years ago, I heard someone preach it. And the first time I heard it, I thought, wait a minute now. No, wait a minute. That can't be so. He said, God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. No, He did it out of faith. He did it with
words. He believed it in his spirit. God is a spirit. He believed it inside himself, and he fed it, and what he had inside himself exploded into natural physical reality. So now, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. This powerful spiritual force released in words. The most powerful creative force in the universe, because it's God. Hallelujah. Now, we see where that, we just got the reading there now. In the fourth chapter here of Romans, like the word before him in the 17th verse has a note by it that says, or like unto him, I have made thee the father of many nations, like unto him whom he believed, even God. Or Abraham acted just like God, did the same thing God did, and called things be not as though they were. Now, that's what God does. That's the way faith is released. Now, notice Abraham, in the 18th verse, according to that which was spoken. He said, against hope, he believed in hope. It was hopeless. It was impossible from what he could see or feel with his old 100-year-old body and his wife's dead womb. Because she hadn't been able to have children ever. And you think now she's going to have a child when she's nearly 100 years old? What, you nuts? You crazy? No, he said, no. I believe what was spoken. See where his faith was? According to that which was spoken, not according to my old body or her old body. We can't feel this. There ain't nothing about this. Amen. Now, come over here to the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. And I want you to notice here, let's come down here. In the 24th verse, Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we've seen the Lord. But he said, except I shall see. Now notice, he made a decision here. He made a positive statement of a positive decision. Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger in that hole. And unless I thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now listen, I will not begin to believe unless I see his hands and his side and touch it. I have to put my finger in the hole in his hand and put my hand in his side before I'll begin to believe. Now, Jesus said, then, 8 days later, he said to Thomas, reach here your finger, behold my hands. Reach here your hand, thrust it into my side. Be not faithless. He had zero faith working. Why? There wasn't anything working but just his natural human faith. And natural human faith is completely bankrupt because it's the power is in the inner man, not the physical man, not in the mind. It's in this inner man, the real you. Thomas answered and said, Lord God, my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you've seen, see, it happened just like he said. I'll begin to believe when I feel it and see it. Well, that's what he did. The moment he stuck his hand and his fingers into his hands and side, he began believing. But the inner man is still doing nothing. He believed it with his mind. He gathered it up, and his mind mentally ascended to the fact that it was true because he could see it. But it's not touched the inner man where the power is. Jesus said, Blessed are they that have not seen and believed. The blessing of the Lord is released by faith. And you have to make a decision. I'm going to start believing according to what was spoken. And the moment you say that, your spirit man rises up and goes into action. Faith operates and it's released at those words. That's the way you were created. That's the way God created the heavens and the earth. And you're just like Him. Glory to God. And it's when you make that decision, something happens. I believe this word, and you just keep feeding on it and feeding on it. Faith cometh, and faith cometh, and faith is coming, and faith is coming, and there'll come a moment when faith gets full. And when it does, you're gonna, oh, yeah, yeah. But you start saying it a long time before you get to that point where faith, the substance of faith, is released, but it's coming. It's coming. And you don't stop. And you keep saying it. I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my financial miracle. I believe I receive it. I believe I receive it. You go to the Word. You have to keep feeding your spirit with the Word. You can't just start out of nowhere. You have to get the Scriptures behind. You go to, by His stripes ye were healed. And He put that in, oh yeah, according to that, I'm healed. According to that, yeah, I say according to that. I speak according to that. Yes, sir, I speak according to that. And I forgive if I have aught against any. And I click, go, Jesus, yes, Lord, thank you for cleansing my spirit, man. Cleaning this, this faith generator, clean it up on the inside of me so it's putting out full force, glory be to God. And I believe I receive it. That's what Jesus said, believe I receive it, I'll have it. Believe I receive it, I shall have it. How do I believe I receive it? Well, I believe it in my heart and say it with my mouth. Well, what do I say? I believe I receive it. I believe I receive my healing. Now, continually confessing that, and it's continually working. But now you get there, you can get to the place where you think, boy, I don't know whether this is working or not. Why are you trying to feel it with your feeling? You just shout, no, it's mine in the name of Jesus. I believe I receive my healing. I believe I receive my miracle. I believe I receive it in Jesus' name. And we're out of time, and I'll be back in just a moment. Hallelujah. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.